you, they'll get it back. Trash the Kleimar. Loi Shimalahem Hu Matona. They're not going to give you a present from what they own. Ela Mizoinais Ksuvim Machom in the Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbon exactly how much you deserve, and that's what you'll get. Nobody else will take it away from you. Nobody could touch what's set aside to be for his friend. One king can't go, can I get another king? You can't say, I want to become king now. Everything is min hashemayim. Exactly how long one king could rule is min hashemayim. And afilu kamola neima. You can't take over somebody else's position, even from mola neima, a hairline. You can't take over. There's everything is bediyuk from shemayim. As soon as the Hashem wants that one kingdom to fall down, another one should come up. It will not be delayed even for a second. Whoever is supposed to fall down at night will fall down at night. Right. Next, Meister Mishnah says, Hugras ben Levi. He was a Levi, and he knew how to sing very well, and he didn't want to teach the other Levi how to sing. Is Tanya, Kishunai sing Koyle Benima. When he used to have a very sweet voice coming out of his mouth, Machnes Goyle Lotech Piv. He used to stick his thumb into his mouth, Omaniach Etzbo, and his two fingers, Ben Hanimim, in between the hairs of the mustache. Something like this he used to when he was singing. He used to go like this, and that used to make the voice come out very beautiful. The other brothers of the Kahanim that heard this beautiful voice, Mamash was so astonished that they fell backwards like from this beautiful voice. Or some say from the strong voice they had. So Drashi, Leben Hanimin, Bein Chalikas Nimos Hasofa, Kenegan Nechitis Achoitim.
Like the two fingers were on the two sides of his nose. That's where he scooped the two fingers, and the thumb used to be inside the mouth. And he was able to play with his voice to make the voice come out differently, to have a beautiful voice coming out. And because of this, Nizkarim Abbas Rosh, Nisoyim Yachroi Sakil, from this beautiful voice that came out of his mouth, the other Kahanim were like pushing it thrown backwards. Tana Rabbonim, Rabbonim said like this, Bar Kamtsa Lerotsa, Ben Kamtsa Lerotsa Lalamed Almaisak Saf. It's the next part of the Mishnah. That Ben Kamtsa didn't want to teach the other Kahanim how to write. Omer Olov was said about him, Shoyonoito Dalet Kulmusin, who's able to take four pens at one time, Ben Etzvoisov, in between his four fingers, he could put four pens, V'imhoisa Tevo Shodalad Oisius, if he had to write the word that has four Oisius in it, Hoyokosov Abasachas, he was able to write it at one time. It's not the pshat he was able to write four Alephs at one time, not even I could do, he could write four Alephs at one time, but he was able to write, Bamash would eat a finger, another Ois, he was able to write four Oisius at one time. That was a kunz. Is Amrullah was said about him. They asked Amrullah, they said to him, Ma Royis, Shalamed, why didn't you teach? How come you didn't teach this? What are you afraid about teaching this to other people? Is Kula Mosu Chubul the brain? Everybody else up until now gave an answer why they didn't want to teach it. Of a Ben Kamtsar, Loy Mosu Chubul the verb. He didn't have any chub. He didn't have an answer why. He didn't want to teach them how to write. So, Behim Kuruzichas Rishis, he didn't want to teach. He wanted the covet to remain for himself. He didn't want to teach it to other people. Is Allah Rishonim Nehmer on the first ones it said, Zeicha Tzadlak Lebrocha. So to Shal exactly, what does Rishonim mean here? You could learn Rishonim mean the first Mishnah before. That's for sure they were Tzadikim. Or else maybe goes to Koran Rabbi Kiva that says that the ones that gave an answer were Mekabel their answer, and we say now they're also Tzadikim. So we call them now Zeicha Tzadlak Lebrocha. Aber Vial Ben Kamtsar, only on Ben Kamtsar, he did not have a reason why he did not want to teach the other people how to write. So for him it was pure Rishis to keep the covet from self, the chaverov nema, people like that, it was said, v'shem rishoyim yirkov, the name of rishoyim should right away. My, what does it mean, v'shem rishoyim yirkov, that the name of the rishoyim should right away? Omer Rebbe Loza means, rikvivu yois tala b'shemayson, that posha, the name should right away, that means, the loymaskina b'shemayu, nobody should name after him, his name should not be used anymore. Therefore, a solution like, the name Mela will be rotted away. If nobody's going to use it, it will be forgotten about. That's what it means, it will be rotten away. Rashid Leimaski B'Shemayu, Lo Yikra Adam Lepunoi Shem Adam Rosha. Nobody should call your son after the name of a Rosha. If there was a Rosha, you should not name your son after him. Moshe Ravina.
Mice and Churitz and Nesnagel the Mice. If you have a Russian, you know, Machmon Slon, who was a Russian in the family, you're not supposed to name after him. As this Inyufin, that's the Pshan, the Posig, Vishem Rishoyim Yirkov. The name of a Russia should be rotten away, means you should not name your child after that Russia. Mosev Ravina. Maise Bedoyig Ben Yosef. It happened to Maise Bedoyig Ben Yosef. Shenichu Ovev Ben Kotin. His father left him over when he was young still. Limoy to his mother. Now, Bechol Yoim Hoiseimoy Madadosoy Betivchayim. Every day his mother used to measure him to see how much he's growing. V'noisenes Mishkolin Shozov LeBeis HaMikdash. And she would send an extra mishkol of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Because every time he grew an inch, she used to send another mishkol of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how much she loved the child. Zdrashim Aradosim B'tevchayim, Leida Kama Noisev Boi Miyem Liyoyim, how much he grew every day. V'noisenes HaMishkol Oymet HaTaisvis. She shuts up a berach how much he grew, and that much she sent an extra piece of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Shagavar Oyev. Vashenken later when it came bad times, when the enemy comes and took over and they didn't have what to eat, tov chosoi, the mother mama shechted her own child, v'yachlosoi, and she ate him up. Now she ate up this doyig ben Yosef. V'yoleho krenin yimyo. In such a case, yimyo was crying that im toichalna noshim piryom, olele tifuchim. Now it's going to come out that the noshim will eat up their own piryom, their own children. The young children, olele tifuchim, have to still take care of. And Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh answered back, the Amerisan says, in Yorag B'mikdash Hashem Kohen V'Novi, was it killed in the Beis HaMikdash or Kohen or Novi? So Rashi says, Kohen V'Novi, Zechaye Ben Yoyoda HaKohen, Almo Maskinah B'Shemayu, V'akol Ponim, we see we do use their names. Do'adoyik Ha'adoymi Rosh Hoya, V'zeh Kohen L'Tinikish B'Shemay, hey, the name of their son here was Doyik Ben Yosef. Now he was named after Doyik Ha'adoymi, who was a Russia. So how come the father named his own son Doyeg after the Russia? So Marian says, Enechnami, Chazi my Solokbei, look what happened to the son. That the son got eaten up by his mother. Enechnami wasn't a nice thing to do to start out with. That they shouldn't have named their son Doyeg after a Russia. Rashi, Chazi my Solokbei, Rei ma also bei Shenishchat. Look what happened to him. Since they called him and after a Russia, is not only shouldn't you do it, but if you do it, something bad may happen to you. Like here, it came out that the mother shechted her own child, shechted Doyeg Ben Yosef. Omer Reb Lezer, Tzadik Mei Atzmoy. A Tzadik is from himself. Rashi Aydei Maisov Niskla Toiva. Tzadik, the fact that he does good actions, people are asking, remember the good that he does. V'Rosho Mei Chaveroi. Mashiach and Rosh should remember Adei Chaver's Rashi. Rosh Afa Adei Chaver Niskal Aron. Even because of his Chaver, he's also remembered the bad that he does. That means Sadek Me Atzmoi, the Chesed Apostle says, Zeche Tzadek Levrocha. Mash Meloshen Yochid. Zeche, remember the Tzadek by himself. For Rosh Me Chaveroi. Mashiach and Rosh is remembered for all the bad he does to other people also. The Chesed Apostle says, V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkav. Doesn't say V'Shem Rosh Yirkav. V'Shem Rishoyim Loshen Plural. Mashma, the Rosh has to do with a few people. All the people together are called like Rishoyim. Shrash Hashem Rishoyim, but like Siv Shem Rosh. Omalei Ravina Luhumu Rabbonin. There have been Mesad of Agarata Kaimei. So Ravina told this Rabbonin that was putting down in front of him the Haggadah, Agarata, is Minoha Milso, the Yom Rabbonin Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. How did Hachom know to say to such a din? That whenever you mention the Tzadik name, the name of Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. He's supposed to give the Tzadik a bracha. How do we know this inyan?
All right, turn over.
Omalei, so he answered back, Do Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. That's the Pasuk we have in Mishlei. Zokte, Ove Midiraisim Minolan. Good, it says in the Nevi'im, but I want to know, how do you know them in that Torah? And we always say, whatever any din, there's always a mocha from the Torah for the halacha. So how do we know midiraisa is such a halacha for zecha tzadik levracha? Minolon, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, V'Hashem Omar, ha-mechas tanim mi-Avrom, asher ani yoyse. Should I hide from Avrom what I'm going to do? V'Hashem, right away it says, V'Yavrom hoya yiyya l'goy godol, v'yotzim. So it says, as soon as you mention the name of a tzadik, right away there's a bracha. So you see here also, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. As soon as he mentioned Avraham Avinu's name, right away the Pasuk says he got a Brocha. Rashi Yamachasanim Yavrom, the Chivin Chiska Shmoi, as soon as Hashem mentioned Avram Avinu's name, Borchoi, Hashem gave him a Brocho. V'somachlev Avram Hoyoyiya. So you see, whenever you mention the Tzaddik's name, you're supposed to give him a Brocho also. That's why we say, Zecha Tzaddik Lebrocho. When you mention the Tzaddik's name, you're supposed to give him a Brocho back. Now, Minoha Milsa Diyama Rabbonin, Shem Rishoyim Yirkav. That when you mention the name of a Rosh, it's Yirkav, let it right away. Don't do anything with it. Omalei, he said like this, the Pasuk says, we have a Pasuk, Rishem Rishoyim Yirkav is a Pasuk like that. So he meant to ask him, Midiraisim Minolon, where's the Mokko, where's the Asmachta from the Torah itself? There's such an Indian of, the name of a Rosh, don't use, but let it right away. You see, the Pasuk says, Vayayel Ad Stoim, he was, his tents put up until Stoim by Light. It says, V'yanshei Stoim Royim V'chatoyim L'Hashem. The people of Stoim were doing very bad things. You see, Shem Rishoyim Yirkav, when you mention the name of a Rosha, say the bad things that he did, it's like right away we shouldn't remember him. Yeah. V'yanshei Stoim Royim V'chatoyim L'Hashem Yoyit. Omer Rebbe Loza, Tzadik Dar Ben Shnei Rishoyim. If you have a Tzadik living in between two Rishoyim, V'le'lomen Masayim, and he didn't learn from the Maisim, I didn't say there was such a case. Let's say there's such a case. He knows of a case that a tzaddik lived in between two rishoyim and he didn't learn from their meisim. Vayta Rosh, he knows the case that a rosha was dar ben shnei tzaddikim. There was a case that a rosha lived in between two tzaddikim, v'lelomim v'masayim, and the rosha did not learn good from the tzaddikim. Now, what are these two cases? Tzaddik dar ben shnei rishoyim. Where's the case that a tzaddik lived, even though he lived amongst rishoyim? He did not learn any bit from them. That's the Maisa of Oivadja. Oivadja's Rashi, Hoyadar ben Achav Yizevel, two Rishoyim, and he didn't learn any bit, he still remained to be a Tzaddik. Rosh Dar ben Shnei Tzaddikim, where's the case that a Rosh lived in between two Tzaddikim? Vulelomim Masayim, and he didn't learn any good, he was a Machsel Toiv. Ze Esav, it's called Esav. Esav lived between what? Between Yaakov and between Yitzchok. And he didn't learn to do good. Omer Reb Loza, Mi birchosan shel tzadikim atoloma klol al rishoyim. The way we give a bracha to a tzadik, that's the way how we're supposed to curse the rosha. Omekilosim shel rishoyim atoloma bracha tzadikim. And from the way we curse the rosha, that's the way we learn out how to give the opposite, the bracha, back to a tzadik. What does that mean? Mi birchosan shel tzadikim atoloma klolom, from the bracha of a tzadik. You learn what it means to give a klolo, l'rishoyim d'chsiv, ki yadatev l'man asher tzaveh. It says, V'avrom Avinu, that I know now that you're a tzaddik, you're commanding your children also to do the mitzvahs. Well, chsiv b'asher says right away, v'yemru Hashem, tzakas adoyim v'yamoyre p'rabba, that the tzakas adoyim is very great. So Rashi says, mi b'chosin shal tzaddikim means, b'mokim shakoros b'ochum b'ochet tzaddikim, shom makalas l'rishoyim. When Hashem gives a bracha to the tzaddik, right away he also curses the rosha. Like here, it says about the bracha to Avraham Avinu, and right away the pasuk says, "V'yemru Hashem tzakas ben v'yamar v'kirabo," that they're very bad. U'mekilosin shel rishoyim. When Hashem gives a klal to a rosha, atolam at bracha l'tzaddikim. Right away, like Hashem gives a bracha to the tzaddikim. The pasuk says, "V'yanshei stoim royim v'chatoim l'Hashem." They were big rishoyim, the yanshei stoim. And right away it says, V'Hashem Omer El Avram, Achri Porad Loit Mimai. So, as Hashem spoke to Avram, so you see, Hashem like gave a bracha to Avram Avinu, he spoke to him, he gave him the Shechina right now. So you see, after he mentioned the Rosha, he also mentioned the bracha for the Tzaddik. Omer Yablaza, Afilo Bishvil Tzaddik Yechod Olam Nivra. Even because of one Tzaddik, it's Kedai, the whole world should be created. Shenem the Pasuk says, Hashem saw the yor was good, and we dash in v'yein toiv el tzaddik. Safrilo, for one tzaddik was kedai to create the whole world. Strashi v'yar es or, ro b'daiter liskayim or, shel olam b'shvil atzaddik shutoiv. It was kedai in Hashem's mind to create the whole world, b'shvil the one tzaddik that's toiv. Shinemar imru, if somebody forgets something of his learning, gorim golos labonav. He's going to be gorim that his children should have to go into golos. Shinema the pasuk says, "Vatishkach toiras elokecho, eshkach bonecho gamoni." That if you're going to forget my Torah, Hashem says, I'll also forget your children.
In other words, the children will have to go into Golus. And usually they say, forgetting here means amazing. Like Lahachish, you don't chazah, but after you forget your learning. Rabbi Abu Omar, Marid de Noisem Gdulosa, they'll take you away from your godless, from your greatness. Shinema the Pasuk says, Ki ato hadas moasta, that you yourself made mias. You did not keep the Torah on the Mikhain Li. I'll make you mias, you won't be a crane to me anymore. But I'll take you down from your Gdula, I'll degrade you. Omar Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Tzadik Niftim Min Oilom, Asher Nivra Tzadik Kamoisei. One tzaddik is not niftun until Hashem creates another tzaddik. Shenem the pasuk says, "V'zorach Hashemish uvo Hashemish." The sun shines, the sun goes down. Achleikov saw Shimsha shel Eli. Before Eli was nifter, Zorach Shimsha shel Shmuel. Shmuel was already created, was already shining. Shmuel Haramasi. So I'm Rabbi Chiya Barab, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Ruach Hakadosh Baruch Hu she tzaddikim uatim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that the tzaddikim throughout all the generations are going to be for you. Is Omad v'shoslo m'chol dovador. Hashem did us a tremendous tzidkis, tremendous chesed, and he spread them out through all the generations. Could add that in every generation there should be a tzaddik. Because Klal Yisrael lives because of a tzaddikim. Because of a tzaddik, he's making on the door, he makes tashpah come down because of him. It's like this, if Hashem would have created all the tzaddikim at one time, the rest of the generations wouldn't have tzaddikim, it would be terrible. So Hashem did chesed that he spread out the tzaddikim in every single generation. Shenem the pasuk says, "Ki Lashem mitzukei eretz va'yoshes aleim tevel." Rashi v'yoshes aleim tevel pizruan b'chol aderus. He spread them out all throughout all the generations. Liyos shtus v'kiyam v'yisrael l'kayim tevel. That there should always be people there to mekayim to keep the world going means that all generations there will always be tzaddikim. Amr Rabbi Chiya Barab, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad oylem eskayim. It's possible that because of one tzaddik, he could keep the world going. Before we said it was kedai to create the whole world because of one tzaddik. Now we're saying one tzaddik has a koyach to keep the whole world going. Shenema the pasuk says, "With tzaddik yisrael olam." The tzaddik, he's the yisrael, he's the foundation for the world. Rabbi Chiya Didei Omar, meyach from another pasuk, "Ragle chasidav yishmor," that the feet of the chasid he should watch, he should keep the world going. Chasidav tuva mashma. For the Gemara, chasidav is mashmalat, not only one tzaddik, is mashmalat. Rashi Ragli Chasidov Vishwil Chasidov Kimai Bavarach Hashem Oisoch Le Ragli because of the Chosid. For the Mora Kash Ai Chasidov Tuva Mashma Om Rav Nachum Rav Yitro Chasidoi Ksiv. Doesn't say Chasidov, it says Chasidoi even Loshen Yochid. Om Rav Sumashma, even because of one Chosid, one Tzaddik, he keeps the world going. Om Rav Chiyah Barabba Om Rav Yechanan Kivan Sheyotzu Rav Shinoisa Shalodim. If a person lived most of his days already, most of his lifetime, v'loy chota, and he didn't do one chet, ishuv ein chota. You should know he's for sure that he won't become a rosher anymore. He won't do chatoyim. Shenem the pasuk says, "Rag le chasidav yishmor." The feet of the chasidim Hashem will watch. Mashman that once you became a chassid, most of your lifetime, Hashem will watch you the rest of your lifetime. So the Tosfos Shonim is the kasha. It's yidua v'im toima. Harei Rabbi Yochanan kain gadol. Sheshimesh Bekuna Gedola Shmoinim Shana. For 80 years he was a Kohen Gadol, he was a tzaddik. Well, if Seif Nasat Tzduki, at the end of 80 years old, then he became a Tzduki. Because even though he lived most of his life, still at the end he became a Rasha. Yeshloima Devada Yimbol Letamei Einoilim Lefonev. Avada could be, you could become a Rasha. Like if you Bedavka want to be a Rasha, they're not going to stop you. Elahar Bimachrinos Mikan Vielach Below Yomul Eternal Kadosh. Just means that very easily you'll be able to retain the status of being a tzaddik. In other words, they're going to help you in Hashemayim to be a tzaddik. But Avad, if you want to become a Rosha, they're not going to stop you. You still have the Brera. You have the choice to become a Rosha. Tevei Reb Shilo Amri, Kivon Shebo Liyodoi, Dvara Vera Parmachas, Dvara Vera Parmishreino. Once it happened that a person did an Avera one time, or Shni a second time, V'yena Chayta, and he holds himself back not to do the Chet, Pasha Avera means a Shiloh for Znus, that a Zayna comes to you, and you hold yourself back once, and you hold yourself back a second time, you should know Shuv V'yena Chayta. You hold yourself back twice, you come out for Zichid, you won't give in anymore, you remain to be a Tzaddik. Shenema Rag Lechasid of Yishma. The feet of a Chas Chosid, Hashem watches you, it won't happen.
Russia's Ragli Chasidim means Mishehinig Bechesed Bechosid Shnei Regolim. Two times you were Chosid, then like the Pasuk says, like you'll be watched. Omri Rash Lakish. What does the Pasuk say in Mishlei? Im La Leitim Hu Yolitz. The person wants to be a Leitz, a joker, he'll become a joker. For La Novim Yitu Chain. Person wants to be an Onov, Hashem will give him Chain. That means Bo Letame Poiskin Loi. The person wants to do Rishis Bed, they're going to let you do it, Minashemayim. You have the prayer, you have the choice. Of a boiled tire, a person wants to be a father to do good, you should know Messiah Noisoi. They can help you in Shemayim. That's what the Pasuk is saying. You'll have Siyata de Shemayim if you want to do good. Torah de Rabbi Shmuel. Moshe was an example, the Odom. Shoyamoicha neft via farsamin. He was selling neft, that's like kerosene, via farsamin and perfume. He's selling both of them together. And one smells good, one doesn't smell good. Is bolim doid neft if he wants to go?